News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has hailed I Am Bold, the documentary film highlighting the life and achievements of homegrown international sprint superstar Usain Bolt. Mr. Holness says Bolt's accomplishments on and off the track have and continue to boost the value of brand Jamaica. He adds that the government is looking to meet with Bolt to discuss ways in which his popularity and contributions can be further leveraged in line with the push for economic growth.
So what Usain Bolt represents for the country, he's a national treasure, he's an asset for us, he's a great ambassador, but he's also, you know, a great representative of what we can do, what the humankind can do by just working very hard, commitment, and maintaining principles.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the Jamaican premiere of I Am Bold, held at the National Indoor Sports Center last week. I Am Bold looks at Bolt's rise to dominance and examines the legacy he will leave after his departure from track and field. The government is to complete the divestment of Caymanas Track Limited (CTL) to preferred bidder Supreme Ventures Limited by the end of January 2017. Finance Minister Orly Shaw says the government intends to sign the contract for the takeover by December 23 and Supreme Ventures Limited should formally assume control of CTL on January 5, 2017. Mr. Shaw also outlined that the investment of Supreme Ventures in upgrading the CTL into a modern world-class racing complex could reach as high as $1 billion.
This will also include unplanned spending for upgrading facilities. These include an overhaul of the sewage system, the erection of an incinerator, and much-needed enhanced security arrangements. There's also the matter of the establishment of a horse clinic in keeping with international best practices.
Mr. Shaw was speaking in the House of Representatives last Tuesday. The Ministry of National Security has restarted the Parish and District Consultative Committees to support conflict resolution training for police officers. The primary aim of the District Consultative Committee, DCC, is to serve as a forum for raising and addressing problems affecting the police and the communities they serve. It also aims to identify ways to foster improved police-citizen relations.
And they have all agreed to restart the parish as well as the district consultative committees. So that will be a support in our conflict resolution because it now becomes a resource to the police officer to say who they can reach out to.
National Security Minister Robert Montague. The DCC will support the work of the Parish Consultative Committee and will seek to coordinate strategies and programs for promoting improved quality of life at the community level. And the Ministry of Labour and Social Security is advising that Christmas Day will be observed on Monday, December 26. Boxing Day will be observed the following day, Tuesday, December 27. This is in accordance with the Holidays Public General Act, which outlines that when Christmas Day, 25th of December, falls on a Sunday, the 26th and 27th are to be observed as public holidays. The ministry is also reminding that employees who work on the public holidays December 26 and December 27 will be entitled to payment at double time rates. This provision is made under the minimum wage orders or such other rates specified in their collective labor agreements or employment contracts where applicable. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.